This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, December 9th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the advantages of burying electrical transmission and distribution lines underground, plus a conversation with the author of Hanging On Upside Down, The Life and Work of Marianne Moore. Also, a preview of a screening of a documentary that focuses on learning. Roby Brock has his weekly business news recap and more. But first, the weekend hasn't brought warmer weather or even many rays of sunlight to bring substantial melting of ice on area roadways. Sam Goad, Springdale Public Works Director, says crews are taking normal steps to try and clear streets.
We'll put grit down on the roadway surface at intersections and hills and curves and provide a little bit of traction. And then during the daytime when we have these temperatures like we have now, it gets soft enough that the traffic pushes that grit down into the ice and snow cover. And then later on when the temperatures get down to 18, 19 or so, that refreezes, then the grit's useless at that point. So we have to go back over that with more grit.
Goad says the city has already gone through between 750 and 800 tons of grit and salt mixture, enough for around five typical winter storms. He says though Springdale's primary roads are mostly passable, significant headway on clearing streets will only be made when warmer temperatures and sunlight help the process.
Once we're able to pull the ice off down to the pavement, then in most cases, that significant headway and we don't expect an issue at that particular spot again. The biggest frustration I think all of the road departments are seeing is when they put out tons and tons of grit, salt, or brine solution or whatever they're putting out, that it softens, it refreezes, and then you're back to square one. And actually, it's worse. When I drove to work this morning, the roads were actually worse than I've seen them during the entire duration of this winter weather event. And that's because of this thawing refreezing cycle.
Goad stresses people shouldn't travel out unless it's absolutely necessary. And even then, travelers should give themselves ample extra time to reach their destination in order to drive safely on still covered streets. While the past few days have brought especially active weather to the area, the National Weather Service forecasts less ice ahead, though some precipitation could come to northwest Arkansas this evening. Michael Lacey is lead forecaster for the National Weather Service in Tulsa.
Next 24 hours, there's another system approaching from the west this afternoon into this evening. Could be a little bit of light snow in Fayetteville, but looks like for the most part, the heaviest snow is going to miss northwest Arkansas to the north and northwest. Looks like a band's going to set up across northeast Oklahoma into southwest Missouri.
But he says warmer weather and sunshine are set to return in the coming days.
Looks like we're going to go into a thaw here over the next several days, especially for the mid to latter part of the week. Our highs will rise back up into the 30s and 40s instead of being in the 20s. So we are going to see a thaw, even some rain chances as we get toward the end of the week.
We'll have more on what weather is in store for the next few days in just a few minutes. The winter weather has prompted the city of Fayetteville to suspend all solid waste and recycling collections. According to the city, collections are expected to resume tomorrow on a one-day delay. So if your trash and recycling is normally picked up on Monday, it will be picked up on Tuesday. Tuesday collections will be picked up on Wednesday, and so on. According to the Solid Waste Department, the icy conditions make safety a concern for all department employees. Nabholz Construction Services, which has offices in five states, including Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, has announced some shuffling of executives. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the company announced late last week that Chief Executive Officer Bill Hanna has been named Chairman of the Board, and Chief Financial Officer Greg Williams has moved into the role of CEO. The leadership changes will take effect January 1st. Hanna has served as the company's chief executive for the past 12 years. Williams has served as CFO for the past 18 years. He's responsible for the company's finances as well as human resources, legal and risk management, information technology, and wellness programs. He has also served on the company's board of directors for the past 11 years. The Razorback volleyball team ended its season in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The team won the opening set but lost the following three to Creighton. Arkansas closes the season with 16 wins and 14 losses. It was the second year in a row that the volleyball team made it to the postseason tournament. The Razorback women's basketball team remains undefeated after a win Saturday night at home against Northwestern State. The Razorbacks finished with a final score of 74-53, improving the team's record to 10-0 on the season. The five-game homestand resumes tomorrow evening when Arkansas hosts Tulsa. Cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of snow before midnight and a low of 11 in northwest Arkansas. Cloudy to partly cloudy with a low around 20 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect sunny conditions with highs around 36 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 18 in northwest Arkansas to 23 in the Arkansas River Valley.